birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Good morning, everybody, and hello, and yes, it is my birthday today. I am 57 years of age, but in dog years, I'm only 8. So what can I say? I'm a big kid. Woof woof. And now back to the normal scheduled show. Just kidding. Okay, quick question for you all. Before I get into this week's podcast, what film is this famous line from? There's a snake in my boots. Can you remember? Give it a shot. Take a couple of minutes to think about it. You mightn't have to think about it for very long because it's not that old of a film. Some of you will know straight away what it is. Others will have to think about it. And others will actually say, do you know, I've heard that before. Where have I heard that before? And then you'll rack your brains trying to remember. And then you'll all wait with bated breath to hear if you were right in the first place. And in a very small way, it's what our episode is about today. Anticipatory. Oh, and by the way, the film is Toy Story. So what does that mean? Well, here's the official description. It's the feeling you get when you know something's about to happen or what's coming. It can also describe something that happens because something else is going to happen later. Like an anticipatory excitement you feel the night before a big party or gathering. Well, you know the party or gathering is going to happen. So that's your anticipatory. So what's the difference then between anticipate and anticipatory? Well, here's the thing. They're almost exactly the same, except for one vital piece. If we anticipate something, it's that I don't know what's going to happen. For example, if I say I anticipate she's not going to like it, but it doesn't mean that I actually know. It's an outcome I don't know, whereas anticipatory is an outcome that I know is going to happen. Now this week's subject, although the day that's in it my birthday, I am going to be looking at anticipatory grief. Now most of the time when we think about grief, it's something that will happen after somebody physically dies or when we lose something precious to us. And here are a few situations that we might feel anticipatory grief. Now the obvious one is that we may lose a companion or friend or anyone we love and care about. The roles in our family might be changing to something that we've never thought before. Whatever reason you may fear losing financial security, especially if you're about to lose your job. Or you may even be losing your dreams about the future. But for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to keep it with one idea, and that is when you may experience moments when you know somebody is going to die. So say, for example, you're with somebody that you love or care about and they've just been given a diagnosis of a terminal illness. This is where anticipatory grief will begin, right at that moment. And it would be completely normal to start grieving at this point, before the person even dies, because you know what's going to happen. And let me say that the grief you feel at this point would be exactly the same as if the person had just died. And they will become intense and difficult. The difference will come in because it starts to throw up some unique challenges. Now, let me point out that not all people experience this anticipatory grief. For some people, not acknowledging what is about to happen is a great coping strategy, whereas acknowledging the grief that they're experiencing might be seen as giving up any or all hope. Remember, grief doesn't happen in isolation. If grief is touched upon, then loss can trigger a light that brings back memories of past losses. So it's not always just in the present loss that we're feeling, but all the losses from our past. For others who, I suppose, have to live with this knowledge of someone they love and care about is about to die, they will find themselves conflicted. Why? Because one side, they're holding out hope for a cure, and somehow that person won't die. But almost at the same time, they will struggle with having to let this person go and acknowledging that they can't stop it from happening. These moments, which will happen on a regular basis or even continuously, can be very hard to cope with because you want to believe in miracles, but at the same time, the science tells you there is no hope. So anticipatory grief is a grief that happens before somebody dies. Sometimes, actually more than often, this kind of grief isn't spoken about or discussed. And some people don't mention it because it's socially unacceptable to express the pain and the deep hurt that you're feeling. Because of this, the person who is grieving isn't getting the support that they actually need. Now, most of you listening will know the stages of grief and how we can, after a person dies, go from one to another and back again several times before we heal. And it can take months, days, years, but only the person will know when it's time to move on. The stages are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. With anticipatory grief, although similar to grief after death, will also involve more anger, more loss of emotional control, and atypical grief responses. Why is this, do you think? Why are these unexpected emotions difficult? We call it the in-between place. It's where the person is not yet passed away, but we know that they're going to, and that we're waiting for it. While others don't know the person is dying, but their grief is just as difficult and real, because they are missing the person, but it is after the person has passed away. For those who are dealing with the fact that they are going to pass away, then anticipatory grief does provide the possibility for personal growth at the end of their life. It can be a way for them to find some meaning and even some form of closure. For the families of that person, it can be a time also for opportunity to find some form of closure, to reconcile any differences that they had with that person, and maybe even receive or give forgiveness. Although both, no matter what the reason, the reality is this. It is a time that chance is possible to say some form of goodbye, whether we take it or not, and whether it is positive or negative. At that point, we have a choice. However, on the other hand, some people will avoid going to see the person who's dying. And we have often heard somebody say, I just want to remember them as they were before. Or, I don't think I could handle seeing them like that. Now please be aware that grief before the person passes away may not make the grieving process easier, but it might just help people to see death as more natural. It's never easy to let a loved one go from our lives. But wouldn't it be lovely to be able to say to that person who may feel terrible that they're going and leaving family members to cope with maybe financial issues or any family issues, that it's okay for them to go and to move on to the next part of their life.
Every now and again I find that the world is too much for me. I know it happens to you sometimes when the blows bring to be small, and it hurts to be weak, but it's hardest of all, full of words you can't speak. So let me be the guardian angel in your pocket.
To make space when you can't.
Is anticipatory grief a substitute for later grief after the person has passed on? Well, not necessarily, but it can actually help shorten it. Now, the thing to remember is that there's no fixed time or amount of grief that a person will experience after the person has passed away. Because no matter how long we have to say goodbye, even if a person's health has been going downhill for a while, when it actually comes to the end, we will still have an issue with it. Why? For a number of reasons. But one of them is that we know we have no control and we don't like that. We want to be able to keep this loved one with us, but it's out of our control. So how do we know that we're in anticipatory grief? Because the emotions are going to be similar to those we experience after the loss. Now there are some common emotions that will give us an indication of what to look for. And these might include sadness, tearfulness, and they usually come in really fast, and when we least want them or expect them. It could be an ad on TV or a memory that you hadn't thought of for years just comes to your head. There's fear, and this is very common and not always the way you would think, because not alone are we fearful of death or loss itself, but also of what will happen after the loss is experienced. Irritability and even anger at feeling helpless. And this is where you feel anger and find it difficult to cope with somebody you love that is dying before your very eyes, and you can do nothing. There will be anxiety, and this is where you have to care for a loved one that is about to pass away. You'll be on edge the whole time, thinking, is it now? Is it now? Is it now that it will happen? Is it tonight? So you will be on a heightened alert, which will leave you drained of energy for everyday things. Guilt. And this can go hand in hand with the irritability and anger, because you can do nothing. And especially if it's a young person, you wonder, why this person? What have they done to deserve this? Why can't it be me? Then you can have physical issues, because grief, no matter whether it's before or after a loss, we can hold the emotions in our bodies, and therefore we can create stress, which, as we know, can develop into a physical illness. So why am I talking about this today, as I've covered grief before in a podcast? Well, I discovered recently that we all know what it is to lose somebody or to hear that somebody has passed away, and we never got a chance to say goodbye to them. I've been looking at this from a question that Margaret asked me about why does she feel the way she feels when her husband has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I asked myself, how would I feel if it was me having to live with this knowledge? How would I cope with what I'm feeling, knowing somebody I love is about to pass away? How can I live with it? How do I deal with it? And I remembered my own situation after we were told that my mother was going to pass away. And it was just a matter of about a week after her stroke. So I wanted to look into it and give you a possible understanding of the possibilities of those moments, so that maybe if it happens to you or to someone you love, you will be able to look at it and say, what can I do right now at this moment to feel it's okay to let them go, but yet still feeling the grief, but also having an understanding, I suppose, a little bit better, and be able to not feel that I didn't get a chance to say goodbye or to say what I needed to say, whether that is to a loved one on dying or to a job that I'm about to retire from, and know that my life will now change. What can I do to see and act differently in order for me to allow myself to move forward and being okay, rather than living the rest of my life with guilt, fear, anger, or even depression? And if there's something you're going through at this minute that you want answered, please feel free to contact me via email, and I might just be able to shed some light on some aspect of it for you. stay well, stay safe. Namaste.
I'm gonna find me a way to tell the things I know. I'm gonna find me a way to give the love I own. I watch the news every day, but I don't wanna look away. I'm gonna find me a way. I know I got the drums and the ray banging at my heart. I got the drums and the ray willing me to start. I got the drums and the ray. I'll never be the same. I'm gonna find me a way. I know well, if the world's gonna change, please tell me when, my friend. I'll pack the dreams that I had and get another plan. I'm gonna do what I say and never be afraid. I'm gonna find